Hey, good evening, everyone. Welcome to chilly Friday night here at Withington Stadium. High school football, we get set for Jackson High. They're going for 6 in a row. I know I've never said that, and they haven't said that around here in a long time. 3 straight road wins, the Vikings finally back home, and they've got a rough one tonight. Very talented Ypsilanti Lincoln team, Ratch.
Well, you're right, Greg. This, without exaggerating, this is the biggest night in the regular season in Jackson football history. And I'll even go past the 1970 team, which was great, the commotion and motion team that Jackson had in 1970 under head coach Steve Sinaga. Those kids went 7-2, but they won their first 4 games and got beat by Lansing Eastern in Game 5. So Jackson High now, with a 5-0 record, which hasn't happened. They haven't been 5-0 since 1945 under head coach Paul Beaubien. And now they're attempting to do 2 things tonight, which makes this the biggest. The first thing is inconsequential. If they go 6-0, they haven't been 6-0 since 1936.
It's a long time ago.
That was under head coach Elwood Watson.
I wasn't even born.
That was 20 years before I was born. That's a long time ago. But most importantly, with a win tonight over Lincoln, and Jackson and Ypsi Lincoln are tied for first place in the SEC White, with a win tonight, the winner will be in the driver's seat for the league championship, and that has eluded Jackson High since 1942. That's an astonishing figure when you think about it. That's 78, you know, that's 76 years of kind of futility, and they have a real legitimate chance here tonight on Pink Viking Night, which adds a little bit of emotion to it now, because while Lincoln was out on the field practicing and getting warmed up, the Jackson High kids were in a pretty gut-wrenching emotional ceremony before the game. They were introduced with the persons that bought their jerseys, and the person's name is on them. That's who they're playing for, a breast cancer survivor or somebody that was afflicted. And it's usually a friend or a family member, an aunt or a grandma or a sister or a cousin, and they're all doing that. And then after the game, the kids will present those jerseys to their families that bought the jerseys, and it's a great fundraiser that Scott Farley has done. They raised between $8,000 and $10,000 for it, but it's just, if the kids come out a tad bit flat, that might be one of the reasons tonight, is because of the fact that they've been a part of the ceremony, and only now are they going through their passing and running and blocking drills.
On the pregame tonight for Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service, our pregame sponsor, more than just a towing company. They'll get you on the road again, and when you're on the road, they never sleep at Jimmy's. We'll take just a one-minute break, go right into our interview, pregame interview with Scott Farley, and then we'll be back with the opening kickoff. Jay High, Ypsi Lincoln for first place tonight on WKHL.
Have you ever met one of the Jimmys from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road. The Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service, more than a towing company.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Ford Explorer, AZ Plan Lease $294 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year with $1,000 down, plus first payment, tax, title, license, and fees. Requires competitive conquest bonus cash. See dealer for details. All factory rebased to dealer. Offer expires October 1st, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
With Scott Farley, Jay High gets set to tackle Ypsi Lincoln. Huge game tonight on the pregame show. Coach, what a win last week at Chelsea. That was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Well, it was. You know, I mean, when we get into the new conference, and Chelsea's certainly been kind of the the big dog football program in that conference for a while, and so that kind of becomes how you measure yourself, and it was good to go over there, our third away game in a row, and come out on top.
I think the most impressive was that final, six, 7 minutes, you took the ball and just you really jammed it right down their throat and just ran the clock out.
And that's really what we've done in just about every game this year, you know, and it's a testament to our conditioning and our discipline and our offensive line, and we've got some pretty good backs to hand the ball to, too.
And they could not run the ball. You guys really stoned the ground game. They had some success in the first half throwing, but you shut that down, too, in the second half.
We did. You know, our defense has really played opportunistically all year. I can't swear to this, but I don't think that we've had a team rush for 100 yards on us in a game so far this year. And that's a real testament to Antonio Parker and his defensive staff and the dudes we got playing on that side of the ball.
Now, Lincoln will come in here like Chelsea, a lot of good athletes, don't they?
A lot of good athletes, and they're a very run-heavy team. They've had a lot of success running the ball on just about everybody, so that'll be a real test for our defense, for sure. And defensively, they're very aggressive, more of an attacking-style defense maybe than what we've seen, and so that'll be something our offense has to overcome as well.
You know, to go beat Chelsea, you have to have a lot of great performances to beat them on the road, certainly, and boy, every kid stepped up. You got a lot of contributions.
We really did, you know. And we have three backs that all kind of do different things. And Xavier Edwards, Dakota Robertson, and Micah Kretzinger. And they all had big games as they have all year.
So a lot of ground-oriented attacking tonight, probably from both teams, Scott.
Yeah, you know, I mean, the game might be over with by 20 after 8 for the two teams we got going. So we'll see how it turns out.
This is a big game for you because this at least looks like the toughest game left on your schedule.
Well, yeah, I mean, you really don't know. And certainly they're also undefeated in the conference at this point. So that makes it super important as well.
And a big night, Cancer Awareness Night. Talk about that.
Well, it's our annual Pink Viking game. The guys will be wearing pink jerseys with the name on the back of someone who's struggled with cancer, either someone who's passed or someone who has been successful in beating cancer or currently battling cancer. And so that's a very emotional event as well. So it'll be big night all the way around for us.
You guys have done a great job with that program.
Well, it's really a testament to kind of how the community's kind of taken over. We sold out of jerseys 2 weeks earlier than we ever have before, and the T-shirts were all sold out yesterday. So it's been well received in the community, and I think the big reason for that is that all that money stays local here in Jackson. We donate the whole pot of money to the Patient Assistance Cancer Fund at Henry Ford Allegiance.
Well, great win last week. Keep it rolling tonight, Scott.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Take a quick break here on the pregame. Again, we're brought to you by Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service, more than a towing company. They get you on the road again, and when you're on the road, they never sleep. At Jimmy's. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back with the opening kickoff. Jay High, Ipsy Lincoln, your only live coverage on 970, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com.
Have you ever met one of the Jimmys from Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service? You know, the men and women who never sleep when you're on the road. The Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service take pride in providing you with fast, prompt, and personal service when you need them the most. Plus, the Jimmys at Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service don't just tow wherever you need to go. They'll get your vehicle back on the road with their incredible automotive service department. Jimmy's Towing and Automotive Service, more than a towing company. It's no secret that comfortable employees are more productive than uncomfortable ones. Keep productivity up and your employees motivated by properly heating and cooling throughout the year. Contact the experts at Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. For four generations, Ajax has been designing, installing, and maintaining quality systems for commercial businesses. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, family-owned and operated. Call 784-6149. Online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, the home for indoor comfort.
Since our first customer walked through our door, County National Bank has focused on one thing: you. Developing personal relationships allows us to help our customers and community. We've helped thousands of people with mortgages that put them in new homes, invested millions of dollars in our communities, and managed billions for our customers' futures. But it always comes back to one. One relationship with one customer. Bank on one with County National Bank. Stop in to see us or go to countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Football on WDKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
Buy smart with Eyes on Heart, Nissan of Jackson.
This isn't just a catchy jingle. This is the way we do business at Eiselhart Nissan. This is Tracy Eiselhart, and I want to invite you to shop smart with Eiselhart. No pre-approval needed. In fact, we can get you a better rate, lower payment, and an all-around better experience at Eiselhart Nissan. Already have pre-approval? Let us show you our low rate and payments. We are ready to help you shop smart and buy smart at Eiselhart Nissan of Jackson.
GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to the stadium. GOC, Tom Ratchford, Mike Reed with you tonight. Vikings decked out in their pink. We have another terrible uniform situation for Ipsy. They have a white jersey with a light gray numeral, Tom. It's absolutely impossible to see the numbers. I can't see them.
I can see them a little bit, but you're right. And it's specifically in the rule book. It's got to be a contrasting color. Jackson High's in pink uniforms tonight because of the Pink Viking Project, the breast cancer fundraiser, which does a great thing. But those uniforms are a light pink, and the numbers are in white. So that's not...
They're better than normal.
They're better than
their regular.
To me, the Jackson High ones are a little bit harder to read. But either way you put it, it's a pretty nice night. As we mentioned earlier, it's the biggest game that I can remember in Jackson history, even locally in the regular season. This has got to be it. And the Lincoln Rail Splitters come over from Ipsy Lincoln. They're a big school, exactly the same enrollment as Jackson High. It's the Jackson High's first go-around is in the inaugural season for them in the SEC White. And Ipsy Lincoln is going to kick this thing off here.
They're kicking right into the wind. Wind just howling out of the northwest. And they kick it short. Run back 35 all the way out to the 39-yard line. Good scoop up there by number 88, Colin DeCourt.
Good grab there by DeCourt, because that thing, if that bounces away, you've got all kinds of trouble. It was squibbed pretty hard. Colin caught it and got it all the way up to the 39-yard line of the Vikes.
So good field position to start the night for Jay High. With big Paul Fairchild out over the football. Of course, Noah Bush, the junior, has really done an outstanding job at quarterback. This is a big, fast, talented Ipsy Lincoln operation.
In a pretty diverse offensively equipped attack for Jackson, Zion Hardrick probably isn't going to play tonight, maybe at all. But they've got plenty of receivers if they elect to go to them. Mickey O'Dowd is wide to the right. Dakota Robertson is in that slot to the right. Down here to the left, there's wide receivers all over the place. Noah Bush will take the shotgun or the pistol snap with Xzaire Edwards just to his left.
Edwards breaks the tackle, 40, 45, 46-yard line. Nifty run on first down by our prep athlete of the week. He picks up 7. And did you see those linebackers, Tom? They were just shooting the gap.
Well, and if they do that, Jackson will eat that up with that veer because that's what the option is made for. Take 8 yards of crack every time.
Noah Bush out of that short gun. And they run that little jet sweep. Cut back 50, 45. That's Dakota Robertson. Brilliant run down to the 38-yard line of Ipsy Lincoln.
See, Xzaire Edwards, Greg, took that fake inside, and he blocked that seal. There was a scraping linebacker, and Edwards, the running back, blocked him, and that opened that up. Plus, a really great cut as Dakota Robertson pivoted on his left and went straight upfield towards the south end zone, towards the school.
They fake, they pitch Kretzinger, 40, 35, the 30. Kretzinger inside the 25-yard line, down to the 24. Each running back has touched the ball successfully.
And Kretzinger on that little option now. Again, I got to believe that Lincoln is going to back off on trying to shoot linebackers because that's not going to, you can't beat the option that way.
Out of the I formation. Very impressive opening drive for the Vikings. Run a motion man, and here's Bush. Faking, he flips it out in the flat. 25, 20, 15. Oh, he fell down. The ball was loose there, but I think he hit the ground at the 10.
Austin Mathis is the left split end instead of Zion Hardrick, and that stalk block that he just threw got...
That was Dakota Robertson who just... He kind of tripped over the 12-yard line.
Yep. But he was going to get tackled, and again, Mathis's block allowed him to get across and move the chains again, a first down for Jackson High.
From the 11, they spot it just outside the 10. Empty backfield here with Noah Bush. Edwards in motion. Gets the pitch. Spins, good. Tackle at the 9-yard line.
Okay, that tackle made by Dawson Wills of the Lincoln Rail Splitters, and Mathis missed the block on him there.
And a short pickup. They only give him a yard. And it'll be 2nd and 9 for the Vikings. No score. We're just underway. We've played 2 minutes, and Jackson threatening. They started this drive at their own 39. And Edwards slashing, driving, touchdown Vikings! Xzaire Edwards. I said it last week, men among the boys. Goodness. He makes his own holes.
He had pretty good blocking up front, but most of that was his. That's nifty footwork and good hard running. A 9-yard touchdown for Xzaire Edwards. Opening drive for Jackson High. 9:46 to go, first quarter. 6-0 Jackson over Ypsilanti Lincoln, and the Vikes will go for 2.
61 yards, 6 plays for the Vikings. Right down the heart of the defense of Ipsy Lincoln. And the Vikings go for 2 here with Noah Bush. Again, empty backfield. He rolls, he looks, he flips, incomplete.
Tried to throw back over the middle away from the flow to Xzaire Edwards, and they just couldn't make the connection on that.
So the lead stays 6-0. We're back in 30 seconds on WKHM, WKHM.com, around the world.
West End Farm to Table, formerly Barb's Country Kitchen, invites you to come sit among friends and try their at-home cooking with local farm fresh food. Their menu offers traditional breakfast and lunch items. Or for the more adventurous palate, try their daily specials. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekends, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check out their menu on the West End Farm to Table Facebook page, located at 4141 West Michigan Ave.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Boy, quite a drive by the Vikings. Engineered by Noah Bush. And everybody got a piece of that football. All of their top offensive stars, and it's 6-0. The kick is a short pop fly and goes out of bounds. So it'll be Lincoln at the 35. Action for Subway, Jackson YMCA, Oktoberfest going on down there tonight and tomorrow. Denny's Restaurant, Airport Road, Jackson Public Schools, Elrose Steel, American Title Company, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, and it will be heating tonight. It is chilly, brisk over here, with the wind whipping out of the northwest. Empty backfield here for the Rail Splitters, and the quarterback's going to run it. And he has a lot of running room out over the 45, 46-yard line first down.
Yeah, he had a nice little seam there off the gap between the left guard and left tackle.
That left tackle
is enormous.
Tate McKenzie is 6'8 and 300 pounds. Quarterback runs again, same area, and McKenzie just opens a gaping hole.
Yeah, he did. He just drove the Jackson defender right off the ball.
And they get about 7 yards to the Viking 47. As Scott told us in the pregame and earlier today, this is a running football team. They'll just run it right down your throat. Quarterback, a good athlete. And he runs right around a couple tacklers. Down the sideline he goes. Easy first down.
Yeah, that's not a good start for Jackson's defense, as Lincoln is just mopping them right down the field.
32-yard line. So they started at their own 35. Three plays are at Jackson's 32. Now, Jackson, really, they have all linebackers, no safeties. Pitch it back, and they get inside the 30 to the 28.
Okay, good collision there. I cannot read the Jackson jerseys. Brady Lawrence has been credited with the tackle from upstairs. That's Charlie Janke with binoculars, a lot better eyesight than we have here.
Lincoln runs out of a kind of a staggered eye. Give it to the tailback. And nothing doing there. Jackson all over this play for no gain. Bring up a 3rd and 6. I cannot tell you who has the ball. They might as well have no numbers on these jerseys for
it's ridiculous.
Ipsy Lincoln. It's insane. Bring up a 3rd and 6. Quarterback back in the gun. Empty backfield. Everybody spread out. He runs over that same left side. Easy first down. And Jackson's right side of their defense is just being manhandled here early.
Yeah, they're getting pushed right off. Was that Trayvon Davis, the quarterback, number 2?
No idea. Could be Bart Starr. You don't know.
Whoever the quarterback is, it was a direct snap to him, and it was just a quarterback sweep to the left.
Yeah, they're just going over that big guy.
Yeah. Now this is 7.
Oh, they bobbled the snap, and Jackson's got him for a loss back at the 25.
See, that was snapped to number 7, Kywan Rice. And I think they may have tried to get a little bit too fancy there because I think Davis is the man that had been handling the ball. That one went to Rice. Jackson made the tackle, so it'll be 2nd and 15. We're down to 7:21 to go in the first quarter. Jackson High leads 6-0 over Ipsy-Lincoln.
Yeah, this time Davis, who is their best running back, he'll take the snap. He's really just a running back. Taking the snap as the quarterback, and he'll fake it on the option and keep it and puts his head down hard, run inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. That'll bring up a 3rd and about 8 here for the Rail Splitters. Jackson's defense up against it here against these guys. They spread you out, and they run it right at you. Oh, Jackson missed a tackle, but they'll force a 4th down in about 3 or 4. The ball's just inside the 15. Almost had him. Beard made the stop. Almost had him back at the 20. It's 4th and 4. Are they going to kick a field goal? No.
I didn't notice them doing any of that in pregame warm-ups.
Yeah, they were kicking 40-yarders.
Were they? With the wind.
Yeah. Here's the direct snap. And easy 1st down. And still going all the way to the 1-yard line. I think that's Davis.
Yeah, that was Trayvon Davis again. He's a pretty good football player, and he just kept driving. I was kind of hoping for a quick whistle, but they didn't stop it, and Jackson could not stop him. He's down on the shadow of the goal line.
Big, big offensive line. And there's a touchdown on a quick quarterback keep. And we are tied at 6. That didn't take long for Ipsy-Lincoln to answer the Viking touchdown, and they were very impressive in doing so, and they easily picked up that 4th and 4. And they'll kick the extra point here. Into the wind. Kick is up and good. 7-6 Rail Splitters. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Let me ask you a quick question. Have you been putting it off? And by it, I mean filling out that college application, scholarship, or financial aid form. Hey, they can be intimidating. What if I fill it out wrong? How do I make sure it's not red flag? Well, that's easy. Your free assistance is available thanks to the College and Career Access Center inside the Jackson Crossing Mall. Their mission is to help you get the post-high school accreditation, training, or degree you need to be successful in life. The College and Career Access Center. Help for all ages.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Lincoln getting set to kick to the Vikings. Tom, that was a disturbing drive.
Yeah, when you drive the ball right down the opponent's throat, you can't do anything about it. It is just an absolutely helpless feeling.
Yeah, with relative ease. Of course, Jackson did the same thing.
Yeah.
They trail by a point here. We have five and a half to go in the first quarter. Here's the low driving kick. Run back 20. 25-30, 35-40, 45-50, 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Jackson! No flags. Xavier Edwards took it about 90 yards, Tom.
That was an incredible run, and what a turn of events as Jackson just got mopped all the way down the field on the drive by Lincoln. Xzaire Edwards on the left side caught that ball around the 10-yard line or so and shot right up the sideline, the near sideline, towards the big, beautiful red brick building. And the Vikes score, 5:20 to go in the first quarter. Jackson High now leads 12-7.
I don't know if anybody laid a finger on Edwards. Got some nice blocking on the sideline, and once he hit the 50-yard line, he was faster than everybody else on the field. And Jackson answers right away, lead 12-7. And they'll go for the two-point conversion here.
Lincoln has to call a timeout.
And we'll keep it right here as the Vikings go for a two, Tom.
Yeah, got plenty of out-of-town scores. Jackson County Western scored the first two times they got the ball. Big game against Penfield. Penfield is 4-1. Western's 4-1. So with 5.5 to go in the first quarter, it's Western 13, Penfield nothing. Lubin Christie scored the first time they got the ball. So Lubin Christie leads with 9:30 to go in the first. I think it was the Titans' very first play. Lubin Christie leads Hastings 7-0. And then also in the Interstate 8, Marshall has an early 7-0 lead at Coldwater. So good start for the city schools. Jackson High leads 12-7 here, waiting this PAT. Lubin Christie ahead 13-0, or 7-0, and Western ahead 13-0.
Here's the two-point conversion. Bush rolls and throws. Oh, what a catch! No, he dropped it. Almost a spectacular catch at the pylon. And that looked like Robertson, Tom?
It was Mickey O'Dowd. That was number 12, no, Mickey O'Dowd.
Or was it Stitz? Who knows? Hard to tell.
Well, it's in the far corner. I can't see the Jackson uniforms any better than the Lincoln ones. But they threw it into the corner. I think it was O'Dowd went up. Looked like he was going to make a wonderful one-handed catch. But as he came down, the ball squirted free. So the PAT fails. And with 5:20 to go in the first, it is Jackson High 12 and Lincoln 7.
So Jackson, two Xzaire Edwards touchdowns. And this last one was of spectacular fashion. It was around 90 yards.
Hey, Lubin Christie has just scored again. So Titans lead 14-0 with 5.5 to go in the first quarter. That's 14-0 against Hastings. And Western has a 13-0 lead over Penfield. And that game is over at Western.
Here's the low pop fly kick again. Two players run into each other. Now the run back. And good hit by the Vikings. 31-yard line.
Tyler Donovan on the return for Lincoln, but he went sideways, and a whole bunch of Jackson kids on that far side made the tackle. Riley Calhoun was one of them.
I think O'Dowd was there, Mickey O'Dowd. And a first down here for the Rail Splitters. Jackson looking to shore up the defense. Boy, they don't trick you. They pitch it. Look at the room. There is just no resistance at all. All the way up over the 40 to the 41-yard line. Pink shirts are just being knocked right out of there. And they continue to run to the left. Off Big Tate McKenzie. 6'8", 300. A growing young Rail Splitter.
Guillermo Baird with the tackle for Jackson High.
Second down, a long yard here. They go under center for, I think, the first time. They just pitch it back to Davis, and he's hit, knocked out of bounds, and lost a couple. Good play there by the Vikes. Back to the 39-yard line, brings up a third and a long three. For Ipsy Lincoln.
Hey, now you got something going. More importantly, if they can hold them, they would force them to punt. I couldn't imagine if Lincoln went for it back in here. So third and about three inside the 40-yard line of the rail splitters.
They run that full house.
It's kind of an inverted wishbone out of a pistol formation by the quarterback.
Hands off to Davis. Nifty run for a first down to the 45-yard line.
Yeah, picture the wishbone, and instead of the fullback close, there's a running back deep, and then the two halfbacks are real close to the line of scrimmage where they basically act as an extra guard. And those kids are blocking. They do a real good job with it up front.
Yeah, big offensive line, and this team is quick. On first, right up the middle, good play by the Vikings, short gain there.
And that would be Guillermo Baird again, the inside linebacker, on the unassisted tackle for Jackson.
Good hit by Baird, because if he doesn't make that, look out. Second down, about eight here for Lincoln. Jackson leads 12-7. Three to go in the first. Off to a wild start. Davis again. He's up over the 50. Bring up a third and about three. Davis, a terrific runner. He is 5'10", about 190. And he really gets going in a hurry. He has it again right up the middle. And he's drilled, does not get the first down. Going to bring up a fourth and a yard. Good play by the Viking defense. From the Jackson, 47 fourth down. How about fumbling the snap here? On fourth and short. Davis, he's drilled. I don't know if he got it. Depends on the spot.
Boy, it looks like the officials are coming in short of the line to gain.
Looks like the one on the far side.
Looks like the one on the near side started, and then he started inching up, but I think it's going to be short.
I think it's short. They're going to bring the chains in, but I think it's short. I don't wish we could tell you who made the stop. Yeah, this is well short, Tom.
Yeah.
This is a half yard short. I thought they had to hit the 46. Stretch out the chains. Whoa, yeah. First down, Jackson. They hold on fourth and about a yard and a half. How about that?
10 minutes ago, it was inconceivable that Jackson could stop these guys. And, you know, I'm going to attribute just a little bit of that to the Pink Viking ceremony before the game. The kids weren't sufficiently warmed up, but they do it every year. And, boy, that kickoff return by Xyre Edwards just seemed to turn the whole place upside down. Jackson with a good stop defensively. Now take over. Jackson leads 12-7, a minute 54 to go in the first quarter, and they got the ball with great field position at their own 46-yard line, 47-yard line.
Noah Bush out of the short gun. Hands it off. Edwards, 50, 45, 40. You're kidding, 30. 20-foot race. Touchdown, Jackson. No. Edwards all the way. 53 yards. Jackson High touchdown. Xyre Edwards putting on a show here on Wildwood.
There was good line blocking up front, but Micah Kretzinger, the other running back flanker, threw a devastating block on Lincoln, and then one of the receivers was able to stalk block and just get that corner out of the way and allow Edwards up the sideline 53 yards for the score. And with a minute and 43 to go in the first, Jackson leads 18-7.
Unbelievable. And the kick for extra point is up and good by Quentin Smith. 19-7, an explosion here by the Vikings. Goodness. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract, so give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Wow, it's amazing. Edwards went 90 on a kick return, and then Jackson stops him on a fourth and a yard and a half. First play, 53 yards for a touchdown. Here's a little squib onside kick. That ball hit an Ipsy player, went out of bounds.
He touched it right at the 50, right as the Jackson player was barreling down on him. Jackson has a series of onside kicks. Last week they went to their right and just off of center to the hash on the right. Tonight they come over to the left, pretty well executed, but very, very close to getting that ball.
But you give Ipsy great field position.
The bad thing about it is they're going to get the ball at their at the Jackson 44 because it bounced backwards after it was deflected behind Jackson.
New quarterback in. It's Ethan Rose, I believe. They go up the middle to Davis, and he is dropped this time. They might be setting Jackson up for a pass here, Tom, with the new QB. Just a yard on that carry. Second down and nine. Be careful down the middle. Jackson really has no safeties. You could literally say they have 11 in the box right now. And they fake, and they're going to throw it. And that maybe is why they don't throw Ipsy. He missed his receiver by 15 yards. And now it's third and nine. Ball's at the Jackson 43-yard line. Third and nine. And Rose stays in at quarterback. Junior, lanky kid, 6'2", about 170. And he sends four wide receivers out. And he's alone in the shotgun and looking to throw. Rush on. He's going to have to run it, and he's knocked out of bounds, drilled out of bounds by the Vikings, plus we have a flag.
Yeah, he mishandled that shotgun snap, and once that happened, he was going to have a rollout pass, and he was all messed up, under pursuit by Jackson High.
Boy, one of those big guys for the Vikings got through in a hurry.
It was Guillermo Baird.
Was it Baird?
Yes.
Holding on Ipsy.
He's a pretty big kid, Baird. We saw, you know, we were just kind of keeping an eye on him.
He's a 225, 230.
Yeah, Tom. He's aggressive.
He came in there like a little piece of machinery.
So Dakota Robertson is going to go deep as it's fourth and ten.
And a punt for Lincoln. Jackson up 18-7, or is it 19? I can't even see the scoreboard.
It's 19.
That kick is, look out. Ooh, almost hit a Jackson player. Rolls dead at the 25. Jackson had no clue where the ball was.
Well, you know, Baird darn near got to that punt.
Yeah. Well, I don't think Ipsy's punted much this year. You saw the snap went back slow motion.
You know, probably not. They're 4-1. Their only loss was to Celine, who's just tremendous.
Yeah.
So they've basically got the same kind of thing going as Jackson High did, but in the SEC crossover with the red, Lincoln got Saline. Jackson got Monroe. Monroe is no piece of cake. I think they're 4-1.
Eiselhart Nissan, Candy's Busy Bee Cafe, Seymour Ford, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Tom Coffee Soft Water, part of our group. And here comes Edwards again, and this time they drag him down at the 26-yard line. That'll be a pickup of just two for Xzaire Edwards, who has three touchdowns here in the first quarter. He put on an absolute show at Chelsea last week in the fourth quarter when he just destroyed the Chelsea defense. He just ran over tacklers for about a six-minute period, and Jackson ran the clock out. And this clock runs out here. What a first quarter for Xzaire Edwards, our orthopedic rehab prep athlete of the week. Three touchdowns, including a 90-yarder and a 53-yarder. Jackson leads 19-7. Back for the second quarter in a minute on WKHM.
Downtown Jackson is looking good. Come down and see the redesigned streets, improved walkability, redesigned parks, and buildings filled with shops, food, and nightlife. If you haven't been downtown lately, come on down. Hungry? They've got you covered with dining options to suit everyone. There's always something going on, so come down and see all the progress being made in downtown Jackson. This message brought to you by American Title Company of Jackson.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, they open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Okay, as play rolls back in here, Jackson has a third down coming up, and they need about seven to keep the football. As we start the second quarter, three touchdowns for Xzaire Edwards, and Jackson leads 19-7. Noah Bush sends Edwards in motion. Bush rolling, looking, and throwing. That's caught. Oh, it's dropped. My goodness. O'Dowd wide open for a first down. Beautiful pass right in his hands, and he dropped it. Well, that's a killer. Can't throw it any better than Bush. He laid it right there. Right out near the 40-yard line would have been an easy first down. And now Jackson back to kick.
Wow. First offensive mistake, really, for the Vikes tonight.
Blocked. Terrible kick. Blocked. Took him forever to get going with that. And Ipsy's in great shape, 17-yard line.
It did take a while, but there wasn't anybody blocking that kid, and that's going to happen. Son of a gun. Drop a pass. Things kind of – a lot of, you know, high school kids, it's emotional. So now Lincoln takes over. Jackson leads 19-7 with 11:04 to go in the second quarter. And now Lincoln has the ball first and 10 down inside. They're inside the scoring zone. They're down inside. They're about at the Jackson 16.
It's like Davis back there. And he runs. And not much there. Jackson is just going to short up that running defense a little bit here.
Brady Lawrence on the stop for Jackson, number 11.
Got a couple yards to the 14, second down.
Those kids are reliable linebackers for Jackson, both Brady Lawrence and Guillermo Baird. They do a good job reading their keys. They scrape, they fill.
And they've got Rose, the quarterback. He must be their designated thrower. And he's rolling, looking. He's throwing, and that is knocked up in the air. Might be intercepted. Let's see.
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Picked off, deflected. And Jackson grabbed it in the back of the end zone. Man.
That was pretty decent coverage, and it was deflected. And I want to say that's number six, Stephen Ukendu, on that grab, the defensive back. Number six, Stephen Ukendu, on the interception.
But I think it was Edwards, Tom,
Somebody knocked it away. It was really pretty good coverage. Lincoln tried to squeeze that in there. There were two Viking defenders there. One of those tall receivers for Lincoln. It might even have got his own hand on it. But the ball was batted in the air, and Ukendu grabbed it right at the end line.
Big takeaway for Jackson. After they had the punt blocked, they get the pass interception in the end zone. And now a first down at the 20. Noah Bush fakes the pitch and keeps it. And Bush drives out over the 25-yard line. Good job. Could have went down at the 22, and he kept going.
He's reliable. We talk about him quite often.
Boy, he runs that option nice, Tom.
Yeah, because he makes good reads, and this whole thing is predicated on that. That has a tendency, when he's reading that option this well, that has a tendency to soften that up because Lincoln cannot be as aggressive as they would like to be on defense. Now, this is unbalanced to our left.
Second and five. Edwards took it away from him. First down, 32-yard line. He took it away from Bush. I think Bush maybe wanted to keep it. Edwards just grabbed it and took off. And a first down, 32-yard line. Up front, Richards, Shaw, Fairchild, Hallman, Molitor for the Vikings. Micah Kretzinger is... he's kind of slotted right now. He can be a tight end, a wing back. Haven't heard much from him yet. But I'm sure we will. They fake the option. There goes Bush. 40, 45, 50. He's all the way down to the Lincoln 45-yard line.
Doggone it. There's a flag thrown at the 40, but that's what Bush does is he reads that well. They jumped the pitch back, and he saw that and just tucked it up and got great yardage, but it's going to come back to the 40 on a hold call. Hey, while they're walking off the penalty, Greg, couple out-of-town scores. End of the first quarter, they got a wild one at Lumen Christi. It's Lumen Christi 21, Hastings 6. At the end of the first quarter, Western leads Penfield 13-7. Marshall leads Coldwater 14-7. And in the Cascades at the end of one, it's Napoleon 8, East Jackson nothing.
That was about a 20-yard run. So that penalty really turns into about a 30-yarder. Jackson will have a first and 12 from the 30-yard line following the hold call. And here's Bush. They go motion. And Bush runs it the other way. 35-30. Ooh, looked like they grabbed him by the helmet there.
But you know,
he's saying face mask.
That's 5-6 yards of crack right there. They came to their right, Jackson's right, for I think the first time tonight on that option. And they run that flash fake to Edwards, and Bush comes down the line. And that's Lincoln has to honor that dive. And when they do, they jump it. And he's got a nice little play there. Give him about seven. It'll be second down and six.
Second down and six with 8.5 to go here in the second quarter. Bush back to throw.
Oh, that's close to being.
That was
that flare pass to Edwards, Greg. That was extremely close to being a lateral. I think it was level with a line of scrimmage, and it was a good call, but, man, those are close. I don't know if those are worth, if the risk on those are worth the reward.
And it went right by the earlobe of McKenzie. Had he...
Yeah.
Been looking. Officials talking about something back here.
Well, it's too late to do anything now if one of them thought it was a... I don't know what that signal was that he just gave.
There was no flag. The officials were talking about something. We're back at the line of scrimmage for a 3rd and 6. And Bush out of the shotgun. And a whistle.
Somebody moved up front for Jackson.
That'll cost the Vikings 5 yards. So a couple costly penalties. Jackson had it all the way down to the Lincoln 40-yard line, but a hold negated a long run.
As raindrops become prevalent here in Withington Stadium.
There's nothing like a cold rain. Mm. Glad I'm not in Chelsea.
Oh, man.
3rd and 11. Here's Bush. They show a blitz. Edwards runs right by it and dives out to the...
He coughed it off.
39-yard line.
But it's going to be blown dead.
Yeah, they... I think he did hit the ground.
You know, he made, that was a very excellent run there by Xyre Edwards off Jackson's left side as he kind of just sliced through a very small gap to give him a good gain.
39-yard line, 4th and 3.
Now, in the old days, Coach Farley would not punt this, and it appears to be, if they do punt it, it would be a quick kick. They might just try to draw Lincoln offside one time.
Now they're going to have to take a timeout. They took really too much time there. Let's take just a quick break. 30 break. We're right back on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Looking for a new way to reward your employees? Tired of the same old company picnics? Add some adrenaline to your event and move it to the Jackson Speedway. Whether you're looking for a team-building event or an innovative, fast-paced fundraiser, the Jackson Speedway can customize an event specifically for your team. For more info, log on to jacksonspeedway.net. They'll provide everything you need from safety equipment and carts. You just need to bring your appetite for speed. Your next fundraiser, team builder, or gather awaits at jacksonspeedway.net.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Ranchford, Greg O'Connor, Mike Reed, producing tonight, directing. Big play here, 4th down, Jackson, 3. From the 39-yard line, Bush flings it out here, caught. No, not a prayer of getting a first down.
Yeah, not really, and that's a bad turnover. Dakota Robertson did catch it, but he slipped on the wet turf as it is now drizzling here in the stadium. But that was tough because he was running a sideline pattern, and his momentum was taking him to the out-of-bounds line, and that would have been awful tough for him to plant and get upfield.
Yeah, there was 4 kids there for Ipsy. So he was not going to get the first down. I'm just surprised Jackson got out of their element there of running that option, Tom.
Mm-hmm. I am too.
Been so successful. And here comes Lincoln. They have the ball at the Jackson 37. After the 4th down failure, they run a reverse. And they're hitting the backfield. Back at the 42-yard line.
Brady Lawrence on the tackle and a single number. I want to say...
Barberry?
It was Kegel Johnson, number 16, was the other one. So it was Kegel Johnson and Brady Lawrence. A very nice play. A reverse was attempted by Lincoln, and Jackson was there, threw him for a 4-yard loss.
Here's Rose at quarterback. He's going to throw. He fires and caught. I think that's Edwards on the tackle. No, it's not Edwards.
Yeah, it's Steven Ukendo on the tackle. But number 11, I think, caught it. That is Michael Elkins, a 6'2", 175-pound junior. And he threw a bullet to him. Rose hit him right on the numbers.
Yeah, just a slant and tough to cover, and there's nobody underneath. They throw out in the flat. Good play this time for the Vikings. gang tackled at the 20-yard line.
Trayvon Davis caught it. Might have been Ukendu, that corner on the far sideline for Jackson on the tackle. Clock continues to run, 6:50 to go in the first half. Jackson with a 19-7 lead over Ipsy Lincoln.
This is what you want Ipsy to do, though, is throw it.
Yeah. Well, that means you've stopped their run, which after the first drive, it was inconceivable that anybody was going to stop their run. Which leads the question, why aren't they running back off that big left tackle?
I don't understand it. Rose back, being chased. Oh, he ran away from a tackler, now steps out of bounds, and he lost 5 yards back near the 25.
Is it possible that great big guy is gassed? The more I look at him, he's having a hard time putting one foot in front of the other.
Well, he's playing both ways,
and
too.
It's an awful lot to ask for these kids.
But he's three times bigger than anybody else out
goodness.
There.
Goodness.
6'8", 300 pounds. That kid is just enormous. Third down and 12. And Rose out of the gun back to throw it. They try to set up a screen.
Oh,
intercepted! 35-40, 45-50.
That was Brady Lawrence on the interception, number 11, the inside linebacker, having a heck of a season.
What a play by Brady Lawrence. He stepped in. Looked like they set up that screen beautifully, Tom.
He's a 5'11", 200-pound inside linebacker, and you settle a kid in that zone. You could see from up here, obviously, they were going to run that screen. On the field, it's not that evident, but Lawrence sat right there. You don't see many middle screens intercepted like that. Brady Lawrence did, taking the momentum right back away from Lincoln. 6:13 to go in the first half. Jackson leads 19-7. Jackson now with the ball on the other side of the 50. They're at the Lincoln 48-yard line.
Wow. From the 48-yard line. And a nice return by Lawrence. And they give it to, looks like Kretzinger. Look at him run over tacklers. He's still driving to the 35. They had him back at the 45.
That's a 12-yard run on something that shouldn't have got anywhere near it, and I think it was Kretzinger just driving like a bulldozer to the north side of the field.
And he left a Lincoln player in his dust, and he's down flat on his face at the 45-yard line. Injury, timeout. We're back in a minute. WKHM, WKHM.com.
What makes a restaurant a gathering place for families, businesses, and friends? Well, everything you'll find at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe. Candy and her crew are the kind of people who get birthday cards for the regulars. Candy's Busy Bee Cafe is the kind of place you'll want to come back to after just one visit. Tableside service, great conversations, incredible staff, and tremendous food with breakfast served from open to close. Become a regular today at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Jackson.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Boy, the Ipsy player has just not moved. He's right, still face down at the 45-yard line. Now they have turned him over. And they have a cart now on the field. They've got his legs bent there. Well, that was quite a run by Kretzinger, wasn't it, Tom?
he just
looked like he got about 3 yards, and all of a sudden he's carrying a pile of players.
Have you ever gone down and stood next to him? He's a big, imposing young man. I believe he's still headed to the to Cornell. Good news is the Lincoln player has sat up.
Yeah, that's good. Is that the big guy?
It's one of the big guys.
It's a big kid.
I think it's 99, Trevor Watson. He's 6'5", 215.
Yeah, they have two tight ends and outside linebackers. They're both 6'5", and about 220, 230. It's a big team. Well, Jackson got a first down on the Kretzinger run. Clock is moving. 5:50 to go, first half. Bush hands to Edwards. Great spin move. Goodness, he stepped out of a tackler and made about 9 yards out of that thing.
The Lincoln cornerback on the far side tried to arm tackle him, and Edwards just spun right out of it. Gain of 9 yards.
He's some running back. Xavier Edwards.
How great has this worked out? Because, you know, the first game, he and Bush split time at quarterback, but Scott settled on Noah at quarterback and Edwards running the ball like this.
Thank goodness.
There's that option.
And Edwards on the option. Kretzinger fell down. I thought he had the ball, but Edwards had it and got a first down.
That was on the fake. You fake Kretzinger inside. The Lincoln linebackers have got to honor Kretzinger in the middle, and then Bush steps to his left. If they bite on him, he pitches to Edwards, and that's what happened. Jackson's got a first down now to the 21-yard line of Lincoln.
Nice methodical drive, could eat up the clock. Good block, and that's, I think, Kretzinger down inside the 15 to the 14-yard line. That's another 7 yards on first down, second 3 for the High. Very, very impressive after the great defensive play by Brady Lawrence. Clock 4:30 to go. Jackson going for their 6th straight win.
I'd feel a lot better if there was 4:30 to go in the game instead of just a halftime.
On second and short. Edwards up the middle. He's got a first down. He's driving. He's carrying tacklers. And he's down to the 7.
You know, a pretty good push there by the Jackson offensive line is that, you know, he's not doing this on his own, obviously. Paul Fairchild, the very fine center for the Vikes. Isaiah Holman and Lee Shaw at guard. Colin Molitor and Benoit Richards at tackles. Kretzinger blocks up front.
And they probably average, they're not huge, but about 225.
And, you know, just as importantly, Mickey O'Dowd on the left and Mathis or who's ever on the right along with Kretzinger, they block very well from the wide receiver spot.
Here's Edwards. Look at him drive. He's down to the 2. Hang on to that ball. They were grabbing at it. 2-yard line, second and goal for the Vikings. And we're down to about 3 minutes to go in the first half. And that ball's right at the 2-yard line. Vikes lead 19-7. Got the short gun. Edwards touchdown. Dakota Robertson, in the backfield. Dakota Robertson for the touchdown. And Jackson is up.
25-7.
They got the scoreboard wrong here. 25-7.
He added six to the wrong team, but it's Jackson 25, Lincoln 7. There are 2:43 to go in the first half. Two-yard touchdown plunge by Dakota Robertson. Here's Quentin Smith on the PAT.
Good snap. Kick is up and good.
Out of the hole of Joe Barberi.
Good job there.
So it's 26-7 Jackson with 2 minutes and 43 seconds to go in the first half.
Keep it right here for the kick. Action brought to you by Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, County National Bank, OmniSource, Jimmy's Towing, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Jackson Speedway, Seymour Ford, part of our group here tonight. 26-7. Ipsy's got to be in shock. And a good crowd on hand for really, I would say, not a pleasant night, and a pretty decent turnout from Ipsy. So I looked over there about 10 minutes before kickoff. They had, you couldn't add a game of euchre over there. There was nobody over there. But there must be, 100 or so over there.
So you, Mark Varner.
Yeah. Jackson kicks it deep. Good job. This is into the end zone. And that comes back to the 20 instead of the 35.
A euchre reference this week and last week on WKHM. Where did you meet him up north?
He had an appliance store in Onaway.
Onaway.
Yeah.
How do you get from Sheboygan to Onaway?
Well, that's where he advertised with us.
Okay, I got it.
I was trying to sell.
In WCBY.
Trying to sell refrigerators for
transmitted
him.
Transmitted all over the.
And wood burning stoves. Back to throw. Rail splitters. Got a run, and they finally chase Bush out of bounds up near the 30.
So you went to sell them advertising, and then you start playing cards. Well, I know there's something else in that story.
Probably a little more to that story. That was a first down on the quarterback run as he scrambled. Now he throws caught, 37-yard line. Clock continues to run.
You know, two Viking defenders were right there. That was an extremely dangerous pass by Lincoln.
I love to see him pass in time.
I do, too. Because that was, you know, just inches away from being picked off.
This is Bush. He throws it out here, and that is caught. Don't miss the tackle, and they don't. That's okay. A first down. They got about 3 yards.
Tackle made right away by Kyron Stitz. But, yeah, that's dangerous right there, because if he gets a step on Stitz, that's a touchdown up this near sideline.
You got to make the tackle. Keep him in front of you. 41-yard line. Bush again. Rolling, looking, throwing. He had a man wide open. Caught. And that's a first down to the Jackson 42. You don't want to make it that easy.
Malachi Locke on the reception for Lincoln, a 6'1", 175-pound sophomore.
26-7, Jackson leads. Lincoln now has turned to their aerial attack. And they look out here. Rush on! They get the sack! 50-yard line! Brady Lawrence again for the Vikings.
Those linebackers are having a heck of a night. Brady Lawrence again in on that tackle. They put pressure on Lincoln's quarterback. Lincoln does have to take a timeout. I think they've only got one left now. There's a minute and 30 remaining in the first half. Jackson leads 26-7.
Quick break, back in 30. On WKHM, WKHM.com.
Kinetico water treatment customers don't keep coming back. They're satisfied the first time. Kinetico non-electric water treatment systems can take care of your water problems, and you won't need to keep calling us for repairs. Join the list of satisfied Kinetico customers who purchased their non-electric water systems years ago and are still enjoying clean, conditioned water without any hassles from timers or circuit boards.
I've had my Kinetico water system for 12 years now, and it's still working great.
Kinetico water treatment customers. They're satisfied the first time.
Tom Coffee Soft Water on Page Avenue across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Throws the quarterback, second and 15. Now they hand off. Turn the corner and get out of bounds at about the 40. Decent game there for Davis, who hasn't touched the ball in about 45 minutes. He might be their best player.
I think he may have caught a pass, but other than that, yeah, they've completely drifted away from their running game.
Third down and 8. He did get out of bounds. That did stop the clock for some additional time. And Rose rolling, looking, and throwing. And that is knocked away by the Vikes. Good defense. Was that Stitz?
That was 7 again, Kyron Stitz.
And that's going to bring up a fourth down. Fourth and about 8.
Malachi Kretzinger just checked out, and I didn't catch who went in. So a special situation here on fourth and long defensively.
1:22 to go till halftime. Jackson up 26-7. And they are beating a team that is just loaded with athletes.
They had 12 guys on the field. Now they ran one off. This is... Yeah,
oh,
that's...
There's the whistle.
They were all kinds of messed up as they did take a timeout.
They took a time. So they've taken two timeouts here in three plays.
Scoreboard still shows them they have two. I think they don't have any left. I thought they took one earlier.
Well, they did. They took one two plays ago.
Well, earlier than that.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Yeah, now he does have the scoreboard reflecting no timeouts left for Lincoln. You know, this is pretty amazing. Jackson leads 26-7, a minute and 20 to go in the first half. There were four touchdowns in the first quarter, and just the one touchdown a few minutes ago by Dakota Robertson of Jackson, so only one touchdown in the second quarter to give Jackson the 26-7 lead.
Second, or make it fourth down and 8, and Rose back to throw. Down the middle, incomplete.
That was incidental contact, yeah. If anything.
Looked like their feet got tangled.
Lincoln's
no
gonna,
call.
Yeah, Lincoln's going to complain, but the Jackson defensive back, Stephen Ukendu, did make contact.
The official was right there.
Yeah, and good call. They didn't call anything on it. It was very incidental. Wow.
And Jackson takes over. We wouldn't have a running clock tonight, would we?
I just...
Mike Reed's pulling
just
for it.
Hold on to the ball here. I'm going to be on pins and needles for this next half. I really, truly wish this was it, but there's a half to go. Minute and 14 left. Jackson leads 26-7.
And I'm willing to call it.
Right here, they're not going to do anything goofy, but you hand the ball to Kretzinger. Now, Kretzinger's not going to... Dakota Robertson's the only halfback.
40-yard line. Jackson has a first down. They give it to Robertson. And he's up to about the 45. And the clock runs with a minute to go.
Has Jackson thrown a pass downfield other than those PATs?
Yeah, O'Dowd dropped that perfect throw.
Oh, boy. Yeah, other than that, the couple other passes were just in the flat.
I wouldn't be as surprised to see a marijuana.
I don't want to see it.
Robertson breaks free. First down, still on his feet. And he's down to the Lincoln 47-yard line.
Yeah, I don't want to risk an interception here. 35 seconds left. You can run the ball. You can obviously score a 50-yard touchdown at any time.
And Jackson takes a time. Let's take a quick break. We're right back in 30 seconds on WKHM.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Here come the Vikings. They have a first down at the Lincoln 48. 35 seconds left in the half. They run a draw, and that is drubbed at the 50. Big guy got in there one of the few times I've seen him in on a tackle. Now, he eats up a lot of space. And it looks like Jackson's going to just let the clock run out here. Probably a good idea. And they do. Good first half for the Vikings. And their fans on their feet here at Withington. Impressive first half for Jay High. 26-7 over the Rail Splitters. And I think they're just simply stunned here as they trickle off at halftime. So big lead for the Vikings of 19 points here at the half. Take a three break. We'll come back at Withington at the half for Denny's Restaurant on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers with fresh ingredients and bold flavors are a great deal. But now, when you add in a milkshake for only $1, the deal gets even greater. Even greater? More greater. The greatliest. Either way, it's a pretty amazing deal. Come to Denny's today and get a milkshake for only $1 when you buy a burger. $1 price point applies to chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry milkshakes. Premium milkshake prices may vary. Limited time offer and participation may vary. Offer valid for dine-in only.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Orthopedic Rehab Specialists has the Jackson area's highest-rated physical therapy clinics with a 98% patient satisfaction rating. For over 31 years, ORS has treated nagging back pain, knee pain, shoulder and neck pain, sports and work injuries, and total joint replacement therapy. So when your doctor recommends physical therapy, choose ORS. That's Orthopedic Rehab Specialists. Call us today at 877-202-2175 or visit us online at orsmi.com.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract, so give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, they open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Viking band on the field. Got the pink hats on tonight. Very impressive. Is this Parkside, Tom?
I don't know. Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, those kids look a little bit smaller.
Yeah, both bands.
And, of course, the entire school district now wears orange and black.
Right.
There's no such thing as black and gold at Northeast and blue and gold at Parkside Middle School. Everybody are Vikings. They're all in orange and black.
Well, this was quite a start tonight. We'll let Tom grab some scores here for a minute. But Jackson took the opening kickoff, ran right through Lincoln, got up 6-0, and then Lincoln did the same.
And that was a very nice, I mean, it didn't take long. It was 9:46 in the first quarter, so just 2 minutes and 14 seconds, and Xyre Edwards went 9 yards on that. Kind of got off sync because Jackson ran a two-point conversion pass, and it failed. So at that point, it was 6-0 Vikes.
And then Lincoln got the ball, and they ran probably even easier through Jackson down and took the 7-6 lead.
Yeah, that was on a one-yard run by Trayvon Davis. That was with 5:32 to go in the first. They did kick their PAT. Daniel Phil, a very good kicker, drilled the PAT to make it Lincoln 7 and Jackson 6. 5.5 to go in the first quarter.
Ensuing kickoff, they kicked it deep. The earlier kickoff was kicked short. In fact, two of them that Jackson returned in good shape up around the 40. They kicked it deep, and Edwards got it on the fly. Really, it looked like between the 10 and the 15. I don't know if anybody ever touched him. He got some nice blocking, and once he beat the contain at about midfield, he just waved goodbye to the rail splitters, went about 90. We gave him 90 yards for the touchdown.
Yeah, yeah. So
what a turnaround, Tom.
Yeah, 12 seconds later, you know, after you're kind of deflated, because you did get mopped up. They drove Jackson right down the field. And then to have that happen, it just changed the momentum of the entire everybody in the stadium, including the people on the far side, because you could see Ipsy's heads kind of drag a little bit there. They kind of dropped a little. Jackson's pass again failed on the PAT, so at that point, 5:20 to go in the first quarter. It was Jackson High 12 and Ipsy Lincoln 7.
Then Lincoln's moving again, but you could see Jackson's defense much more resistant to the run, and on a fourth down and about a yard and a half, they failed to pick it up at the Jackson 47-yard line. The first play, Xyre Edwards goes 53 yards for a touchdown, and just like that, in a matter of just a couple minutes, you were down 7-6. You're up 19-7.
Yeah, and that one Jackson did after Edwards went 53 up this left side for the score. Quentin Smith did kick the PAT, so at the minute and 43 to go in the first quarter, it was Jackson High 19 and Lincoln 7.
Then Jackson High got into a fourth down situation, had a punt blocked. Was not pretty. Lincoln took it inside the 20-yard line, but on third down, they had a pass deflected in the end zone and intercepted by Jackson, brought it out to the 20, and then a great drive down the field that chewed up a lot of time. And this time it was Robertson, Dakota Robertson, in for the short touchdown run of a couple yards. Jackson chewed a lot of time off the clock in the second quarter with that drive.
Yeah, that went all the way down. When Robertson scored, there were only 2 minutes and 43 seconds left in the first half. Quentin Smith's kick put Jackson up 26-7, and that was 20 unanswered points after Lincoln had taken that 7-6 lead.
And one thing Jackson has been able to do is really get Lincoln out of their game. This is a running team. Big offensive line, loaded with big athletes. And in that second quarter, they got behind and they started throwing the ball around. And that's just not really what they're all about. And we'll see what their strategy is. They will get the ball, Lincoln, to start the third quarter. Let's take a 3 break, and we'll be back and check that out-of-town scoreboard for you. 26-7 Jackson at the half. On WKHM, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Denny's Hat. 100% beef burgers look good, like really good. And starting at only $6.99, a bacon Gouda burger, a spicy sriracha burger. Those flavors alone will have you questioning, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? And even after you eat one of these burgers with fries for only $6.99, you'll still question, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? The answer is yes, these burgers are from Denny's. Get a burger and fries starting at $6.99 only at Denny's. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
This is Bill Bollinger, president of Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning. While you're enjoying the best in high school sports, I just wanted to say thank you for allowing Ajax to serve the Jackson community for over 70 years and for trusting in us for all your indoor comfort needs. As we welcome our fourth generation into the family business, we will continue to strive to meet the demands of today's market while keeping you, the customer, in the forefront of our goals. Please feel free to give us a call at 784-6149 or visit us online at ajaxheatingcooling.com. Ajax, the home of indoor comfort.
Downtown Jackson is looking good. Come down and see the redesigned streets, improved walkability, redesigned parks, and buildings filled with shops, food, and nightlife. If you haven't been downtown lately, come on down. Hungry? They've got you covered with dining options to suit everyone. There's always something going on, so come down and see all the progress being made in downtown Jackson. This message brought to you by American Title Company of Jackson.
Looking for a new way to reward your employees? Tired of the same old company picnics? Add some adrenaline to your event and move it to the Jackson Speedway. Whether you're looking for a team-building event or an innovative, fast-paced fundraiser, the Jackson Speedway can customize an event specifically for your team. For more info, log on to jacksonspeedway.net. They'll provide everything you need from safety equipment and carts. You just need to bring your appetite for speed. Your next fundraiser, team builder, or gather awaits at jacksonspeedway.net.
Buy smart with Eisenhart Nissan of Jackson.
This isn't just a catchy jingle. This is the way we do business at Eisenhart Nissan. This is Tracy Eisenhart, and I want to invite you to shop smart with Eisenhart. No pre-approval needed. In fact, we can get you a better rate, lower payment, and an all-around better experience at Eisenhart Nissan. Already have pre-approval? Let us show you our low rate and payments. We are ready to help you shop smart and buy smart at Eisenhart Nissan of Jackson.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
At the half here at Withington Stadium, Lincoln already trickling back out, 26-7. Jackson High in the league going for their sixth straight win. And first place here in the Southeastern Conference White Division. Tom has a look at the out-of-town scoreboard.
Well, let's give what we have in the SEC White. By the way, if Jackson holds on and wins this game, they would have a commanding one-game lead with two remaining in the conference. Lincoln, you know, Chelsea has two losses, so Jackson would have no losses, and they would have to lose both of their games to Tecumseh and Pinckney. Tecumseh's got two wins. Pinckney only has one. Lincoln would only be a game back. They only play play Ipsy and Dexter, but Jackson's destiny is in their own hands. Also in the league tonight, Pinckney has a slim 23-20 lead over a winless Adrian. Pinckney 23, Adrian 20. That's at the half. Let's go up to the Interstate 8. Lumen Christi, very little problems so far with Hastings. At the half, Lumen Christi leads Hastings 27-6. Jackson County Western leads Battle Creek Penfield in a battle of schools that are both 4-1. A heck of a season right now for Western. Their only loss is to Lumen Christi. Western leads Penfield 20-7. At the half, Marshall leads Coldwater 21-15. And at Harper Creek, at the half, Northwest has an 18-14 lead over Harper Creek at Harper Creek. Northwest going for their very first league win in the Interstate 8 tonight. In the Cascades, the big game, Michigan Center and Grass Lake. Looks like it's going to live up to their expectations. Michigan Center at the half has a 7-0 lead over Grass Lake. Napoleon has a 17-0 lead over East Jackson. And Addison has a slim 8-5 lead over Hanover Horton. In the Lenawee, it's Hillsdale 17, Blissfield 14, and Dundee 14, Onstead 7. I don't have anything at all in on the Columbia Central Erie Mason game. And then outstate, let's go up into the UP. Calumet leads Iron Mountain 16-0. On the west side of the state, Muskegon Catholic leads Muskegon Heights 12-0. And Muskegon High is hammering Jenison 42-7. I understand most of those games over in the Lake Michigan, Muskegon, Grand Rapids area are being inundated with heavy, heavy rain. Back up in the UP, Escanaba leads Menominee 13-6. Good going so far for Grand Rapids West Catholic as they lead Spring Lake 35-0. Millington leads Bridgeport 12-8. Over on the west side, it's St. Joe 6, Portage Central 0. Sounds like a good one there. Saline leads Ann Arbor Pioneer 31-0. River Rouge has a 13-7 lead over Harper Woods. Zeeland East with a 22-0 lead over Hudsonville Unity Christian. And our friends from WTVB in Coldwater just check in. Marshall has scored again. So very early in the third quarter, Marshall has a 28-15 lead over Coldwater.
Here it is 26-7. Jackson with the lead. Let's take a break for 1 minute here. We're at the half for Denny's Restaurant, Airport Road. Breakfast all the time at Denny's. They're open 24/7. They never close at Denny's. We'll be back.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers look good, like really good. And starting at only $6.99, a bacon Gouda burger, a spicy sriracha burger. Those flavors alone will have you questioning, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? And even after you eat one of these burgers with fries for only $6.99, you'll still question, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? The answer is yes, these burgers are from Denny's. Get a burger and fries starting at $6.99 only at Denny's. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, they open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
GOC, Tom Ranchford, Mike Reed tonight. Vikings will kick off, and they're going to kick into the wind here. Start this third quarter. Up 26-7. Well, they have Lincoln has nine guys up there in a 10-yard radius. They have two deep standing at about the 15. And again, we can't read their numbers. Light gray on white. It's that little looper toward the sideline. It's picked up at the 20. And look out, 40, 42. Good run back from just inside the 20 all the way back outside the 40-yard line.
It looks like Brady Lawrence again on the tackle. That kid has been all over the place tonight for the Vikes.
Get the subways out for him. They've got the throwing quarterback in there, Rose. Ethan Rose. And already a flag. And Jackson jumped offside or lined up offside. Not a good start.
You know, Jackson with a lot of success here in the first half and really for the all season jumping out to a 5-0 record. And you just one of the learning points is you have to be able to play the entire 48 minutes.
Pitch it to Davis. Good run there. Got about 10.
And I believe they have because they've won three straight games on the road. Think of that. They were down at Monroe, down 13-0, and came back and won that. We saw their game last week in Chelsea. They fought a very good Chelsea team and beat them. And they have really persevered with very few mistakes.
A lot of poise they've showed.
Yeah, think of the old days.
Go back to Davis. And he gets, there's a fumble. I think Jackson's got it. They do. Vikings recover. Davis coughed it up. Now I can see the player. I just can't see the number. It looks like 23.
It's Guillermo Baird.
Guillermo Baird with the big fumble recovery.
Boy, he and Lawrence, those two kids, they remind me back when, you know, 20 years ago or so when I was coaching with Mark Fagan and Kyle Sanders, who went on to Northwestern and was a starter at Northwestern University. Those two remind me of those guys, and that's about as high of a compliment as I can give anybody.
Baird, junior, about 220, linebacker, came up with it, and Jackson takes over, first down, 42-yard line. Bush hands it off. Look at Edwards just. He's hit at the line. He gets 5-6 yards. It's just amazing.
And you know what else? Because Jackson is such a run-oriented team, as the rain begins to fall a little bit harder in Withington Stadium, two things. It's getting colder. The weather's bad. It's hard to pass. But Jackson keeps the ball on the ground. They control the line of scrimmage. They control the clock. And they've got a great chance to win these games.
Mm-hmm. Good point. Second four. Run that option. Bush, first down. He's down to the Lincoln 44-yard line.
How beautiful is that? Xavier Edwards probably knew he was not getting the ball, but he ran that pitch route unbelievably well, drawing a defender from Lincoln. That opened up that gap. Noah Bush stepped into it and took it and got great yardage for a Viking first down.
Yeah, that corner man has to go with him, Tom.
Especially because if in the old days, those kids wouldn't run hard if they weren't getting the ball.
Sure.
But Edwards runs hard to the outside, draws the defender with him.
On first down, Edwards off the right side, struggles his way inside the 40-yard line. That's a pickup of just about 4 yards on first down, and that will work.
You know, it's a cliche. The late, great Jim Crowley always used to teach us to prefer team success over personal glory, and it's easy to say, but Scott Farley is also able, to, it looks like, to get these kids to do that.
There's a good block, and look at Edwards. Look at Edwards get it down to the 33-yard line, and looks like a first down.
I want to say it was 28, number 28, Chris Caldwell, made a real good play, got rid of the Jackson blocker, and made the tackle, but Edwards did just get over the first down marker.
Edwards, 5'11", 190. That play was hit for about a 2-yard gain. And somehow he wiggles out of tackles. He drags tacklers. He is impressive on first down. He has it again. Great cut to the outside. 25 down to the 20. Inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. It's another Viking first down. Clock runs with 9:10 to go here in the third. Kind of a, is this a dry rain, Tom?
No, now this is becoming a wet rain. This is, there was a drizzle earlier, but it's coming down pretty good now.
Noah Bush out of the shotgun from the 18. And there's Edwards driving down to the 15.
You know, in our days of playing on a muddy field are long gone, as pretty much everybody in the city, both Lumen Christi and Jackson, play on artificial turf. So these surfaces are good. They do get a little bit slippery, the spikes. We saw Jackson runner Dakota Robertson slip after making a catch earlier. But it's not muddy. It's not going to be nasty. They'll have pretty decent footing.
Second 7. Bush runs the option. Keeps it for just a couple. Clock running under 8 minutes here in the third. Third down, 5 for the Vikes.
Yeah, that's coming down pretty good now. 7:50 to go in the third quarter. Jackson leads 26-7.
Ball at the 13. Edwards to the 10. It's going to bring up a fourth down in about 2.
And he was hit at about the 15 and got all the way to the 10.
See if the Vikes don't try to bark him off here.
Of course, it's pouring down rain. Scott Farley with his T-shirt and shorts.
Pink T-shirt.
A pink. Well,
good luck for Scott.
Yeah.
Vikes need about 3 yards here on fourth down. Fake to Edwards. Pitch it back. Won't get it.
I think that was Kretzinger.
Wow.
Kretzinger looks a little bit
slow.
Yeah, he looked like he was dragging his leg earlier in the first half. I'm very surprised they ran him on that.
Yeah, I thought they might run that jet sweep. They haven't run it in a long time, and that's usually good for...
Get the ball in Dakota Robertson's hands, yeah.
So the Vikings turn it over, 10-yard line, and Lincoln has 90 yards to go here. But they did keep the Vikings out of the end zone and stayed in the game. Rose back to throw. Fires it out here. It's caught, almost picked. That was almost intercepted and then caught. Went right through the defender's hands. And Lincoln got very, very fortunate there. Out to the 28. They hand to Davis. And he's not doing anything anymore. He got to the 30. Well, Davis looked like O.J. Simpson in that first drive. Tom, he hasn't done a lot since.
I can't get a draw. I can't figure out their big left tackle and left side. And that big tight end is back here. Remember, he left kind of...
Oh, they're enormous, both of them.
But remember, he left a little bit injured.
Second and eight. Rose rolls. Looks and throws long, and that is... It's got to be incomplete.
It's out of bounds.
Might have caught it, but it was well out of bounds. Good coverage by Jackson up around midfield. That'll bring up a third and eight.
I think Taj Chapman was on the intended receiver. Dakota Robertson, the Jackson defensive back, was over there on that side.
Exactly. Six to go here in the third.
I was just going to mention, this crowd was very big here at Withington Stadium tonight, and a lot of people have stayed, but you can see them now head for the exit. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. In a pretty good rain, Jackson leads 26-7.
Ethan Rose out of the shotgun. Hands it off. Nothing doing, the Vikings. Stone Davis at the 30-yard line. They'll give him the 31.
Micah Kretzinger along with, I think, Benoit Richards, number 60 on that tackle. They were the first guys there anyway.
Yeah, 60.
That's Benoit Richards.
He's a junior, 240. Done a very nice job Farley.
And good to see Kretzinger come up and make that fill and make that tackle. I was a little bit worried because he was kind of dragging his leg a little bit.
So Lincoln shows a kick here on fourth and eight, deep in their own territory. Let's see if they kick it. Slow motion snap. Low kick. That might have been partially blocked.
You mentioned it earlier that they probably haven't punted very much or very often.
That one is a 9-yard kick, no return.
Yeah, and that happens sometimes.
You might as well go for it, Tom, if that's your kicking game.
Okay, 4:56 to go in the third. Jackson leads 26-7 over Ipsy Lincoln. Pretty much the SEC White Championship is on the line. Late in the game, actually late in the third quarter, Lumen Christi has a 41-12 lead over Hastings. At halftime, Northwest was leading Harper Creek 18-14, and Western had a 20-7 lead over Battle Creek Penfield.
So Jackson gets it. Great field position. 39-yard line of the splitters. And there's Edwards. Spin move. 35-30. 25. He runs over a tackler. 20-yard line. First down, Jackson. What a spin move by Exire Edwards at the point of attack. That is pretty.
We keep mentioning how fun these kids are to watch.
That guy came up to tackle him, and he just looked like Dennis Savard there. Here is Edwards again breaking tackles.
Yeah, same type of run, good drive, good balance. Viking down.
And they're missing Hardrick tonight, aren't they, Tom?
Yeah, Zion Hardrick, number 9, is over here on the bench. I don't think he's
got a big game last week against Chelsea. That might be an equipment issue.
Maybe he's tying his shoe. Yeah, that's all it was. It was
okay. That's good.
It was the right tackle.
Second about five. Here's Edwards. The five. Edwards. Touchdown! What a run! X Edwards. 17 yards for a Viking. Touchdown. Edwards again. His fourth TD of this tilt. And Jackson rolling to their sixth straight win tonight at the stadium. Goodness. 32-7.
That was a pretty good football play. Just a give off the right side. I think it was the Veer give, and Bush gave it to Edwards, and he took off the right side. The line over there is Colin Molitor and Isaiah Hallman, and on that right side, and he burst through for a score.
Here's the kick. Up and good. Quentin Smith on the extra point. 33-7, Jay High. Back in 30 seconds on WKHM, WKHM.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
What a night for Xyre Edwards. Just phenomenal. I think it's one of the great games in Jackson history, Tom, individually. You will never see a better 17-yard run than the one we just saw.
Exactly, and what's even more impressive is with all of the stakes involved here tonight.
Here's the kick, run back from the 3-yard line. Uh-oh, there's a seam. And they get out to about the 40. Well, you could see that seam open up there, and
Michael Smith, one of the defenders for the Vikes, making the tackle.
Good run back there by Malachi Locke.
God, I coached Michael Smith's dad here about 30 years ago.
40-yard line for Ipsy Lincoln. They're down by a bunch. About 26. They leave Rose in there. He rolls right, looking to throw, rolling, looking, throwing, and that is caught. Big hit by the Vikings. Out at about the 49-yard line, 48-yard line. Yeah, let them catch those short passes and then get them to the ground. 3 minutes to go here in the third. Rainy, windy, blustery Withington Stadium.
Our correspondent over at Lumen Christi, Mike Pryson, just told me that it has stopped raining over at Lumen Christi, so give it a couple minutes and we should be dry here.
Run a little inside reverse, and that'll be a first down to the Jackson 48-yard line. That was Kawan Rice on the carry. The first time I've seen him run that play tonight. And quarterback Jackson loses contain. He's just going to run to the now he runs right down the sideline.
Well, it's going to come back because they clipped a Jackson kid.
Okay, we have a flag. That's why you knock him out of bounds. He faked like he was going to run out of bounds.
Right.
Jackson led up. And he ran right down the sideline. You got to hit him. And if the ref throws a flag, he throws a flag.
Yeah, there's an illegal block in the back there, so it will come back. Lincoln blocked a Jackson kid in the back.
Coach over there, Chris Westfall, not a real happy camper. This is a program that last year was, Tom, I think maybe their best year ever. They were 9-3 and made the playoffs.
Well, do you remember 2 years ago, Jackson High beat them 20-14 in the second game of the season. So we have played them before.
Yeah, it's been a struggling program. But the last couple of years, you know, they've been loaded with talent.
Weren't we there for a Grass Lake game when Grass Lake hit that good run?
Here's a run down to about the 40.
We did a game from Lincoln. Parked across the street, walked. They took care of us in a pretty decent press facility.
You mean better than Chelsea?
Much better. Much, much better.
Second down and two for the Rail Splitters. Buck 55 to go. Low snap. They run a reverse. And Jackson, great job. Who made that arm tackle? Brady Lawrence.
Yeah, he didn't get faked out on that inside counter reverse. They faked it. They actually ran to the right and came back to the left. Good tackle there by Lawrence.
Jackson takes a timeout, Tom.
Yeah, the Lumen Christi score. They lead 41-12 over Hastings. I think it's at the end of the third quarter now. Western kicked a field goal to take a 23-7 lead, but Penfield has scored. So with a minute 51 to go in the third, it's Western 23, Battle Creek Penfield 13. Both of those schools at 4-1, and they're both having great years. Last I checked, Northwest was leading Harper Creek 18-14. That was at half. Marshall has taken a 35-22 lead over Coldwater, and those are all the Interstate 8 scores that we have.
This is a third down and two. For the Splitters here. They still have Ethan Rose in a quarterback. He hands it off right up the middle. A lot of running room this time.
Dakota Robertson had to make a tackle from behind. They did get a couple of blocks up front. I think a missed tackle maybe by Jackson. A rare mistake by the Vikes this, well, actually since the very first part of the game.
Clock runs. We have buck 20 to go in the third. And now Ipsy threatening for the first time in quite a while since they got down there after that block punt. With their throwing quarterback, he rolls, looks, buys some time, throws it long, and Jackson had the closest player there.
Yeah,
down near the pylon.
Michael Elkins, the receiver, stopped, and the Jackson defender, I want to say that was Kyron Stitz on that far side. Might not be Stitz. Yeah, I think it is because Robertson's on this side.
Bring up a second and 10.
And I'm with you. Ipsy Lincoln is far better when they run the ball.
Oh. Rolls out of the gun. Gives it to the tailback. Big hole. And they're down inside the 20. That's probably a first down.
Dakota Robertson, the second straight tackle. When your corner and safeties are making tackles, you're having a little bit of trouble. Jackson does lead 33-7, under a minute to go in the third quarter, and the clock is running.
I think that's Trayvon Davis running the ball, but you cannot. Yeah, that is Davis back there.
Number two.
Cannot see their numbers. Now Davis splits out. Rose looks. Going to be hit. Oh, he handed it off to a lineman.
He kind of flipped it.
Yeah,
to
that's
him.
Illegal. Can't do
that.
Yeah, that
went forward. The flag has been thrown. That went to number 65, Trevor Jones, a 6'3", 250-pound guard.
Yeah, he kind of flipped it to one of the linemen.
And it
there.
Went forward, so that's a forward. Oh, he's taking the flag away. That was a forward pass.
Unless he's calling it a fumble, which it wasn't. We saw that it was a He pitched that to the lineman.
Wow.
So they ended up, it should have been a sack. They got 5 yards out of it to the 15. Now they run a draw play. Jackson misses a couple tackles. They get one at the 11.
Yeah, that was Trayvon Davis.
That keeps the clock rolling and ends the quarter. So rail splitters are threatening, but Jackson with a big lead here after three. Jackson 33, Ipsy-Lincoln 7. And we're back in a minute on WKHM.
Alro Steel is proud to celebrate 70 years of business in the Jackson community. In 1948, Al and Robert Glick founded Alro Steel with three principles: integrity, loyalty, and honesty. Alro Steel would expand from their beginnings to over 60 locations in 12 states, offering cut-to-size metals and plastics, industrial supplies, and unmatched customer service. To learn more about Alro's 70th anniversary, their products, or to place an order, visit alro.com.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
With Tom Ratchford, Tom will join us tomorrow. All the scores, Sports Saturday, 8 to 10. You're at 970, 101.9, 101.5. We have Jackson jumping offside, a free first down for Ipsy. Jackson did that twice last week at very strategic moments against Chelsea. This time they get smoked. And it'll be a first and goal. About the 6-yard line now. And Rose hands it off. Good hit by the Vikings. Use some clock here. That was Davis. He was hit right at the 5. Got maybe a yard. And we're off and rolling here in the fourth quarter as the Vikings look for their 6th straight win. Go right back to Davis. Has some running room. Cut back. Drives. Looks like he's in. Touchdown.
Yeah, they're much better when they run the ball.
Oh, easily.
They kind of gave Jackson a gift there when they just went to the passing game. So 11:23 to go in the game. Lincoln scores on a 6-yard run by Trayvon Davis. And that makes the score Jackson 33, Lincoln 13.
And they're out to kick the extra.
Yeah,
Daniel
be.
Phil.
Out of the hold of Dylan Thompson.
Snap is slow. And the kick is good. And we have a flag.
You know, the holder got run over. Two Jackson kids were in. And the holder did get rolled. I don't know if that's what he called or not. Yeah, that's what he called.
So they will what? Administer that on the kick, probably.
Yeah,
the kickoff.
I think that's what they do.
Keep it right here for the kick coming up. 33-14. Action brought to you by American Title Company, Elrose Steel, Northwest Community Schools, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Jimmy's Towing, OmniSource, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Opening Cleaning Service. Bringing you the second half. Able Heating and Cooling. You got to think Lincoln's thinking onside kick here, Tom. They need three more scores.
Yeah. Bounce it around a little bit. And the thing is, because of that penalty, they're going to kick off from the Jackson 45.
Yeah, so almost a guarantee that they're going to onside kick it here.
Jackson does have Robertson deep, but, I mean, it's not that deep anyway because of the short field after the penalty. Basically 10 players up for Jackson. Robertson about 20 yards behind the furthest up Jackson player.
Just got to cover this. Don't want to give them any more gifts. As we're just underway here in the fourth quarter. Here's the kick. Jackson bobbles it. It's loose.
Kretzinger.
And they grab it.
Yeah, Kretzinger
wow.
ended up with it, but that, by all rights.
Very fortunate.
First of all, I thought Lincoln was offside, and the linesman didn't call it, but that's neither here nor there. That ball bounced, and the first Jackson player mishandled it. It was in the air. It bounced. Lincoln kids had their hands on it, but Michael Kretzinger was able to grab that. So Michael Kretzinger, the 6'2", 230-pound, excellent football player for Jackson. He's headed to Cornell. He's a great student athlete in our school, and he ends up with the ball. For now, anyway, saving Jackson's bacon. 11:23 to go in the game. Vikings lead 33-14.
So the ball eventually got to the 33-yard line. Can't describe how it got there. Hit about eight players. 35-40. 45, cut back, 50. 45-yard line. Exire Edwards again.
And it won't show up in the scoring column, but Micah Kretzinger, again, is the flanker through the block on the force man, and he just stood him right up, and Edwards cut right inside of him for a first down, now across midfield.
Edwards just having a career night, obviously. He has four touchdowns. 190, 153, 117, one about 9 yards. And that run went for 22. And there's that jet sweep, and there's running room. Dakota Robertson. What a run by Robertson. He's all the way inside the 25.
Yeah, Dakota Robertson on that jet sweep. He came from the right side all the way to the left sideline, made a couple of Lincoln players miss tackles. Pretty nice football run. And that's what makes Jackson so fun to watch. They can go outside with him. Kretzinger gets the ball once in a while on a power run, runs the fullback type dive on the option. Noah Bush runs that option well at quarterback, and Exire Edwards does everything else. They don't really pass very much, but they can because those kids normally do catch the ball.
Clock runs. We're under 10. Jackson leads 33-14. Noah Bush. Same formation. Hands it off. And that was Robertson again. He got a couple yards. Slow getting up. And down at the 22-yard line will be second down and eight. You just keep that clock running. Second half brought it to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains nobody else can open. You know that by now. Down to 9 minutes. Bush. I think he's watching the official. Hand off. Edwards. Look at this. Inside the 10. First and goal, Jackson.
In a shoestring tackle there by Dylan Thompson. I think that great big guy is down again for Lincoln.
Is that him?
Yeah. And this
whoever
is,
it is huge.
And it's severe, too. The trainer immediately called for extra help.
And we have an injury timeout. We think it's the big Tate McKenzie, 6'8", 300 pounds. 9 o'clock at WKHM Jackson. Take a break. We'll be back in 90 seconds on WKHM.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
West End Farm to Table, formerly Barb's Country Kitchen, invites you to come sit among friends and try their at-home cooking with local farm fresh food. Their menu offers traditional breakfast and lunch items. Or for the more adventurous palate, try their daily specials. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. and weekends, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Check out their menu on the West End Farm to Table Facebook page, located at 4141 West Michigan Ave.
Let me ask you a quick question. Have you been putting it off? And by it, I mean filling out that college application, scholarship, or financial aid form. Hey, they can be intimidating. What if I fill it out wrong? How do I make sure it's not red flag? Well, that's easy. Your free assistance is available thanks to the College and Career Access Center inside the Jackson Crossing Mall. Their mission is to help you get the post-high school accreditation, training, or degree you need to be successful in life. The College and Career Access Center. Help for all ages.
The Subway Player of the Game is coming up on Jackson's very own News Talk 970 WKHM.
35-6. Player's still down. We have carts out there. Tom, this looks serious.
This does look pretty bad. I can't identify the player, but I think is his mother even went out on the field. Immediately, the trainer called for extra immediate help. There's a large group surrounding him. It looks like they've brought out the what have they got? One of those. I don't know if that's a boot. He's kind of obscured. It reminds me of when Corey Pryor got hurt in the playoff game a couple of seasons ago for Jackson. We do have a final score in from the Lumen Christi game. Lumen Christi ends up winning by the score of 41-26. So, final score, Lumen Christi 41, Hastings 26, as the Titans go to 6-0. You know, last week, Lumen Christi was the first and only team in the state that qualified for the state playoffs last week with a 5-0 record. So, schools that only play 8 games, you only have to win 5 games. So, Lumen Christi, the first school in the state to qualify for the playoffs. They did it last week. Now they go to 6-0 with a 41-26 win over Hastings. Western's got a pretty good one going with Penfield. It's 23-13 Western. 23-13 Western with a minute 50 to go in the third quarter. A wild one at Coldwater. Marshall leads Coldwater 42-8. Over at the Michigan Center game, Michigan Center kicked a 27-yard field goal with 5 minutes and 17 seconds left in the game.
Wow.
To take a 10-7 lead over Grass Lake. Both teams on top of the Cascades Conference along with Napoleon. Both Michigan Center and Grass Lake going into the game at 5-0. So Center with a 27-yard field goal leads Grass Lake with 5:17 to go in the game. Napoleon was having little trouble at all with East Jackson. I think the last score was
34-6,
31-6, something like that.
Let me find it for you.
Addison was leading Hanover 8-5.
31-6, 7 plus to go. We're in an injury break, by the way, if you just tuned in. We think it's the big guy, Tate McKenzie. Not sure. They have a lot of big guys on this team.
Yeah.
That would be a shame. I know I could see the coach was in angst, and it looked like either some parents or relatives down there.
Yeah, I think mom was down there too, and
we're pretty upset.
It's never good to see. You know, something like that happened at the Lumen Christi game a couple of weeks ago when the Brendan Doan got hurt, and his father was right there to a, you know, the broken leg was administered to very calmly, but it's just got to tear your heart out.
And we're kind of blocked out by a couple of the carts here, but there's probably a dozen people down there.
Grass Lake just scored on a 21-yarder by Trenton Holden. So Grass Lake now leads 14-10. They lead Michigan Center. Grass Lake 14, Michigan Center 10, with 1:49 left in the game. Wow, you know, no scoring whatsoever in that game, and then a field goal and a touchdown real quick as they trade scores. What else do we have here?
They're bringing ambulance in, Tom.
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Well, there it is. Down there where you used to like to park sometimes.
Yeah. Now, can that ambulance drive in or
yeah.
No? Oh, they're probably going to get aboard and take them off.
Probably. That gate opens right there.
Yeah, I don't know why you wouldn't drive right out there, but
well, the one thing is everything is smooth.
At this point, I hope it's a broken leg.
Yeah. Everything is smooth here, you know, so
do they have something on his, a boot or something?
That's what I thought they were administering to him. Hey, the Tigers giving the Milwaukee Brewers a pretty good run for their battle tonight in Milwaukee. It's Tigers 3, Milwaukee 3 in the bottom of the third.
I will bet against the Tigers tonight.
Yanks with an 8-0 lead in Boston, and Yanks need to win this in order to assure home field for the wild card game on Wednesday. It looks like it's going to happen.
Well, this is a shame. We have a lengthy delay here with 8:53 to go. We have an ambulance.
And this truly takes a lot of the wind out of the sails. You know,
hard to play after this.
Yeah, especially for the Lincoln kids. They had just scored. They had just scored to make it 33-14, and, you know, that's their friend. And they're watching their friend being taken off on a cart into an ambulance. Boy, that is an awful lot of people attending to him down there.
Well, if that's the big kid, it's going to take a boatload to get him up on that gurney. Again, we can't, it's almost impossible to identify these players.
Well, how great is it, though, that we're in Jackson and the hospital is 2 miles away?
Yeah.
And the ambulance was here within moments. You know, let's say we were out in a, out in one of the townships if this were to occur, that you're a long way away from Allegiance Health.
We've got the young man up on the stretcher, gurney. They did not drive the ambulance onto the field.
Yeah, I wonder why he didn't do that. But either way, it's smooth.
They'll roll him off.
Yeah, they can roll that because the AstroTurf is obviously smooth and the track is smooth, so it's not like going across a bumpy, muddy field.
Now, I don't see, looking to see if they had his head taped down, and I didn't see that, Tom, so I think it might be a leg injury.
I think it is, too, yeah.
Now, Jackson, both teams... trying to regroup here.
Hey, down in the Lenawee, pretty good game with Hillsdale and Blissfield. What I'm reading is from the writer from the Hillsdale paper, Hillsdale's out in front 30-27 with a minute and 10 left. Still can't find anything on the Columbia Central game.
They were at Erie Mason tonight, I believe.
Yeah, Erie Mason only 1-4, Columbia 4-1.
Western, anything new on that
one,
Tom?
Yeah, I still have 23-13 Western over Penfield. And, you know, as we look I'm not going to say in all likelihood Lumen Christi is going to be Division 6 because last year there were only two schools below them. They were right on the border of being Division 7, and you never know. So it's very close, but there's a cluster of schools around the same enrollment, including Hillsdale, including Grass Lake and Michigan Center and Napoleon, who are all going to be playoff bound.
Well, Jackson will have a first down here, first and goal at the 8-yard line. They let the two teams just kind of warm up a little bit for a minute, try to get their legs here. Ambulance still down here with the young man. We believe it is Tate McKenzie. I cannot swear to it. Tom?
Yeah, over at Michigan Center, Grass Lakes, center's pass on 4th and 3rd was incomplete, so Grass Lakes going to take over. They can just run out the clock, and that will give Michigan Center
their first loss.
Yeah, Grass Lake is going to win this.
Okay, we wind the clock. Here we go. Again, a lot of starch out of the building. They're going to try to finish it here. Noah Bush just watching the back judge who's running the clock, and he will not snap it until he starts his five-second countdown.
Yeah, and Jackson's smart enough to not have their linemen down in a stance while they're waiting 20 seconds.
Now they go from the 8-yard line. Edwards breaks the tackle, touchdown. Exire Edwards has scored his 5th touchdown for the Vikings, and they have 39. He is an amazing running back. And he's not that big, but Tom, he is strong.
He sure is, and he got a little help up front, and I think Lincoln's wind is completely out of their sails now.
Can't arm tackle that kid.
Nope, so 8-yard touchdown run by Exire Edwards off the left side. 8:14 to go in the game. Jackson High leads 39-14 over Ipsy Lincoln as Quentin Smith comes on to kick the PAT.
High snap. Good job by the holder. Kick is up, and he missed it. Off to the left. And we have a flag. See what that is all about. Might be on the Vikings.
That's a personal foul against. That's against Lincoln, and it's going to be assessed on the kickoff.
Well, let's take a break. We're back in a minute at Withington. Vikings 39-14 on 970 and 101.5 FM.
George, it's cold. Turn on the furnace.
Honey, I think you're going to be cold tonight.
You'd better call Able Heating and Cooling and get that furnace checked before we need it every day.
Call Able Heating and Cooling at 517-568-5522 to schedule a repair or free evaluation to learn how you can move up to a new level of comfort and efficiency with a highly efficient and reliable York system. Able Heating and Cooling, keeping Jackson County at a perfect 70 degrees. Call 517-568-5522 or visit able-heating.com.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
After the personal foul, Jackson kicks into the end zone and Lincoln at the 20-yard line. Well, the big guy's out there, Tom. So it was one of the other big guys.
Yeah, it doesn't... It's hard to tell. What it could it have been, 89?
Rose wants to throw it. He's being chased. Hit from behind. Beautiful defensive play by the Vikes. Toby Smith chased him down, dragged him down for a loss of about a yard. And we have 7:50 left. Jackson next week?
Jackson next week is at Tecumseh.
Quarterback hit again. Ball's loose. Picked up by a lineman, and he's going to be hammered. The 16-yard line. Why didn't Ipsy should just run it? What are they doing? Ambulance is still down here, hasn't moved yet. Third and 11. I think they're snapping it now to Davis, who will probably run it. But they hand it to Davis. He's bottled up. Nice cut. Jackson misses a couple tackles, and he's got a first down. All the way out over the 35-yard line.
I think that's 7, Kywan Rice. Hey, does Milwaukee have a player by the name of Pierce? Hit a grand slam. Pierce. Stephen Pierce, first baseman type guy. Hit a grand slam. It's now 8-4 with two outs in the sixth.
Never heard of him. Good play by the Vikings here. Brady Lawrence, I think, again.
Does Boston have a kid by the name of Pierce?
Yeah, Steve Pierce.
That's what I was thinking of. So he hit the grand slam, so it's now 8-4 Yanks over the Red Sox. He's the guy. Yeah, Pierce is the guy that's played for all five American League East teams.
Lincoln at the 43, second and 10. And
oh,
big hit at the 45. On Kylan Rice, Rice.
That was Rice on the carry. Yeah, it's Kretzinger. He's a big, big guy, and he just dropped him like second period French.
Second and three. Yeah, they got Rice and Davis in the backfield. Quarterback throws it long, and this is intercepted. Kyron Stitz picked it off, and now they blow the play dead. Jackson's ball at the 30.
Yeah, number seven, Kyron Stitz. Two defenders back there for Jackson High. They just threw the ball up in the air. One receiver, two defenders. Jackson High's Kyron Stitz with the interception. And with 4:57 to go in the game, Jackson takes the ball over first and 10 at their own 30 with a 39-14 lead.
Time out of town.
Yeah, I got a couple of finals in the Interstate 8. Lumen Christi beat Hastings 41-26. Western did beat Penfield 30-13. Grass Lake and the Cascades beat Michigan Center 14-10. And East Jackson got beat. Napoleon beat East Jackson 33-6.
Napoleon goes to 5-1. EJ drops to 0-6. From the 30-yard line following the interception. Here's Kretzinger. 35, puts his head down. And he got hit hard, but he delivered a blow also to Taj Chapman, defensive back.
In the SEC White, the only other game I've got a score on, Pinckney was leading Adrian 29-20. I don't have anything on Dexter at Tecumseh. Ipsy plays Alpena tomorrow morning, but that's not going to count in the league standings. Neither is the Chelsea-Detroit leadership game because of that scheduling screw-up. Ypsilanti completely hammered and massacred. So Chelsea didn't have a game. They scheduled the Detroit Leadership Academy to play this afternoon, and they didn't show up. So that game, because of transportation problems for the Leadership Academy, will be played at Chelsea tomorrow at noon. But either way, Chelsea by the SEC, SEC White, Chelsea is going to be awarded a league victory over Ipsy tonight.
It's ridiculous.
Because Ipsy refused and did not. They dragged their heels on their game with Alpena. They knew well ahead of time. Chelsea had that game with Milan. They had a home and away with Milan like Ipsy did with Alpena. Chelsea took care of their business, so they were awarded the league victory this weekend.
Tom Lincoln just had a meltdown and got a personal foul after the play, 15 yards.
I was trying to ignore that.
Okay. Yeah. It might not be the last meltdown we see here. That Leadership Academy, Tom, is they're defenseless. Yeah. How could they play Chelsea?
Well, Chelsea was just trying to get a ninth game after they got really, really screwed over by Ipsy.
Right. But Leadership, I saw they lost by 50 points the other day to a real bad team.
You know, Chelsea also played one of the Ontario schools. They played Hamilton St. Thomas.
Really
that,
good one.
That's bad enough. But they weren't in on the SEC.
That Leadership Academy couldn't beat that band.
No. And the thing is, Chelsea didn't have the crossover week three like Jackson had Monroe and Lincoln played Celine. Because there's eight in the white and only six in the red.
Lincoln takes a timeout. wonder what that's all about. 3:14 to go. Let's take a break for a minute. We'll come back, see if we can get this thing over with, and we'll run down all the scores again one final time when we're finished here on WKHM. Back in a minute.
Elro Steel is proud to celebrate 70 years of business in the Jackson community. In 1948, Al and Robert Glick founded Elro Steel with three principles: integrity, loyalty, and honesty. Elro Steel would expand from their beginnings to over 60 locations in 12 states, offering cut-to-size metals and plastics, industrial supplies, and unmatched customer service. To learn more about Elro's 70th anniversary, their products, or to place an order, visit Elro.com.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, it's their honesty and the best products in the market that keep their customers coming back. Seymour Ford Lincoln features a fantastic selection of new and certified pre-owned vehicles to fit your lifestyle. Get a 2018 Ford Fusion SE. AC plan lease, $163 a month for 24 months with 10,500 miles per year with $1,000 down, plus first payment tax, title, license, and fees. Requires RCL renewal and select inventory bonus cash. See dealer for details. All factory rebates to dealer. Offer expires October 1st, 2018. For full inventory, visit SeymourFord.com.
Back to GOC and Tom Ratchford, high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Kenyon Mulcahy just ran one for a yard. But play went out of bounds, so the clock stopped, 3:09. Right up the middle, hard run down to the 39-yard line. Tom?
This one's got heartbreak written all over it. With 4.25 to go in the game, Northwest led Harper Creek 24-21. Harper Creek, with a minute left, has just kicked a field goal to tie the game at 24 with 1:02 left in the game. Both Harper Creek and Northwest, 1-4.
Fourth down, you're about 3. Jackson has some backup people in there, but I think Bush is still in at quarterback. Don't let him take any hits, please. They just run it up the middle, and they get a first down. They should be able to take a couple knees now and just about run the clock out. Thirty-9-14 Vikings. What an impressive showing here tonight by number one, Xyre Edwards. Noah Bush runs this offense just beautifully. I don't know if Kratzinger was 100% tonight. He did not.
Yeah, he looks like he's on one leg.
He might be banged up a little bit from last week. He had a great game against Chelsea, who was our player of the game. And the Vikes just taking a knee here. And one or two more of those, and we can wrap this thing up. So what did you say next week, Tom? Jackson?
Jackson High next week is at Tecumseh. They're going to go to 6-0. They are going to be 6-0 for the first time since 1936. They've qualified for the playoffs. They have a very legitimate, they're in the driver's seat, two more league games, one against Tecumseh, and then here with Pinckney 2 weeks from tonight, and they could wrap up the first conference championship for Jackson High since 1942.
Bikes take another knee, and I think one more should do it. And if the officials get picky here, they should just let the clock run out. And Jackson High going to 6-0. Their fans that are still here on their feet. Good crowd tonight for the, as it turned in, real crappy weather. And this one's over. And the Vikings are 6-0, 39-14. They beat a pretty good Ypsilanti Lincoln team tonight. Just a one-minute break here, and we'll be right back and wrap her up from the stadium on 970 and 101.5 FM.
Since our first customer walked through our door, County National Bank has focused on one thing, you. Developing personal relationships allows us to help our customers and community. We've helped thousands of people with mortgages that put them in new homes, invested millions of dollars in our communities, and managed billions for our customers' futures. But it always comes back to one. One relationship with one customer. Bank on one with County National Bank. Stop in to see us or go to countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
What makes a restaurant a gathering place for families, businesses, and friends? Well, everything you'll find at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe. Candy and her crew are the kind of people who get birthday cards for the regulars. Candy's Busy Bee Cafe is the kind of place you'll want to come back to after just one visit. Tableside service, great conversations, incredible staff, and tremendous food with breakfast served from open to close. Become a regular today at Candy's Busy Bee Cafe in downtown Jackson.
Back to high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM.
Back at Withington with Tom Ranchford, Mike Reed, our producer-director tonight. Break out the Twizzlers, 39-14, drubbing. Here at the stadium, Jackson is 6-0. And our Subway Sub Shop player of the game. That was an easy call tonight. Xyre Edwards, absolutely spectacular for the Vikings. He just happens to be our orthopedic rehab prep athlete of the week this week. So the honors piling up for Jackson's senior running back, about 190 pounds. Probably not that big. But boy, does he run big. And he ran big tonight. When the Vikings got down 7-6, he went 90 yards, and then about 2 minutes later, he went 53. Well, he piled up a ton of yardage here tonight as the Vikings roll to their sixth straight win. They go to Tecumseh next week. 2 weeks from tonight here against Pinckney, they could wrap up a league title, and then they end the year at Lake Fenton, where they could be going for an unbeaten season.
Fenton's okay. They're 2-3. I don't have a score on them tonight. If you remember Lake Fenton, they've played Lumen Christi a couple of times, once in the regular. I think they may have been I remember a playoff game against Lake Fenton. They beat Lumen Christi, I think, but they've been legitimate. They're just up in the Oakland County, Genesee County border area up there by Holly, just south of Flint. Jackson was looking for a ninth game, and they got Fenton. Fenton's only Class B, one of the few Class B schools. Actually, Jackson's played a couple of Class B schools, but that's what's left. After getting rid of Lincoln tonight, 39-14, 6-0 on the season, Jackson is at Tecumseh. Tecumseh 2-3 going into the game tonight against Dexter. I don't have anything on that. But so it's at Tecumseh and then back here with Pinckney on homecoming in Week 8 to wrap up the SEC White season. And then that final game is a non-league game at Lake Fenton.
Tom, I got to say it, the best Jackson team I've seen. Oh. I go back to Dutch Schrotenborough,
well, this
Dan
is,
Purple.
Yeah, this is the, you know, as somebody who's spent every day of 28 years here, it's a dream. You just can't even possibly imagine that this is happening. These kids, and they're fun to watch. And everybody that's seen them will say that they're fun to watch. They're a good group of kids. They got a nice balance. But they're 6-0 for the first time since 1936. Their last league championship was 1942. They finished 7-1-1 that year. and they won the 5A back then, and I think it may even have been a tie with Battle Creek Central because they did tie Battle Creek in the 5A. But the fact is, 1936 was the last time they were 6-0. And it's actually the last time they were also 7-0 was 1936. That team finished 8-1. Back in those years, the team was coached by Elwood Watson. They had some good groups. So these kids, I mean, that's, you know, if you think about that, you know, my mother, my father would be 90 years old right now, and they were in school in the 40s. This is before them. That's an awful long time ago. We suffered here growing up in town. I was a Lumen Christi kid. You went to Parkside when it was a high school, and you think of the era, the decade of the 1960s, Jackson won 10 games in the entire 1960s. They started in 1970 with that good 7-2 team, but they went right back to 0-9 the following year. Kind of struggled. The 6A became the 7A. It disbanded around the middle 70s. I think 75 became the South Central with Jackson in it. And then the Capital for all those years getting kicked around by East Lansing and Sexton and Grand Ledge and Holt back when they were good. And, you know, I'm not going to apologize for anything. Jackson got out of that league after 30-something years, tried to find something that was a good fit for them. Chelsea was a good team they beat last week. Ipsy Lincoln was a good team that they hammered tonight. You never, you know, Ipsy is in the league, Ipsy High. Adrian, you know, who could dream that Adrian is going to probably go winless? Because remember those battles, you know, these are good teams that they got together with. And I'm not going to apologize for anybody, you know, because you hear, well, they're in a lousy league. Well, it is what it is, and we're playing, instead of the Lansing schools, we're playing these guys. And they've just gone 6-0 for the first time since 1936. So no apologies on that. Just we're not in charge of who they play or when they play. We're just in charge of how they play. And these kids have done an awful good job. Credit to the coaching staff. He's got these kids emotionally and mentally ready. They appear to like each other. You don't see a lot of grandstanding. They've had a tremendous run. They have gone somewhere that no team in Jackson has ever, you know, done in 80 years, 82 years, and they've got a lot of things to look forward to next week at Tecumseh, week 8, back here at home on homecoming night against Pinckney. They've got a chance to win the league championship. They're in the driver's seat, undefeated at 5-0 in the league. Lincoln's got a loss. Chelsea's got two losses. I can't possibly imagine Jackson losing a couple of times. If they can just continue on, they would win their first conference championship since 1942.
And they qualified for the playoffs. Let's check the out-of-town board.
In the Interstate 8, Lumen Christi, an easy 41-26 winner over Hastings. Jackson County Western with a 30-13 win over Battle Creek Penfield. Also in the Interstate 8, Marshall has beaten Coldwater 42-28. I'm trying to check real quick at Northwest. They have gone into overtime with Harper Creek. Northwest and Harper Creek tied at 24. Let me do this one. Yeah, it's still, I don't have anything else on that from Northwest. Unfortunately, we'll go off the air before that ends. In the Cascades, Grass Lake comes back and scores. This was a Donnybrook. Center had kicked that field goal to take the lead. Grass Lake came right back. Grass Lake beat Michigan Center 14-10. In the other Cascades final, Napoleon beat East Jackson 33-6. In the Lenawee, Hillsdale came back and beat Blissfield. Hillsdale 37, Blissfield 27, and Ida pounded Hudson 26-14. Good news for Jackson High is we are now looking at playoff points because, let's face it, Remember a couple of years ago when they were in the playoffs, we never thought because they were 6-3. But remember, Livonia Franklin and Churchill were both here. And that beats the tar out of having to get in the bus and go into Livonia on a Friday night. Well, good news is Monroe tonight beat Temperance Bedford 41-6. So there's another bunch of playoff points for Monroe. Think of that. I think Monroe is, I think they're 5-1. If not, they're 4-2, which is a good, you know, it's a Class A win with a lot of playoff points.
Absolutely. Yeah, the playoffs, Jackson qualifies tonight with the win here over Ipsy Lincoln. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow. I'm choked up about it. All the scores tomorrow morning again, Sports Saturday, 8 to 10. And we have a lot of football for you tomorrow. Michigan State at noon with Central. That's on 101.9. Michigan tomorrow afternoon here on 970, 4:30 kickoff against Northwestern. For Mike Reed, Tom Ranchford, Greg O'Connor here at Withington, your final, Jackson High 39, Ipsy Lincoln 14. We say thanks for your time this time. Till next time.
Tonight's coverage of high school football on Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM was brought to you by
Jackson Area Subway Restaurants, the Jackson YMCA, Denny's, Lumen Christi Catholic School, Al Roe Steel, American Title Company, Jackson Public Schools, Ajax Heating and Air Conditioning, Jimmy's Towing, Northwest Community Schools, OmniSource, County National Bank, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists, Able Heating and Cooling, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Advanced Fluid Technologies, Jackson Speedway, Seymour Ford, Candy's BZB Cafe, and Eiselhart Nissan.
Visit WKHM.com for a complete game schedule and audio archive.